This is VOA News. I'm David Burr. Police in Virginia Beach, Virginia are searching for a motive for Friday's mass shooting in which a disgruntled city worker shot and killed 12 people and wounded four others at a city office building. Police Chief James Cervera identified the assailant as Dwayne Craddock, who was employed for 15 years as an engineer with the city's utilities department. He declined to comment on a motive for Friday's rampage, which ended with Craddock's death in a gun battle with police. City officials also identified all 12 of Craddock's victims. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam said Saturday afternoon that the state's focus is on helping the families of those killed and injured.
We continue to focus on these families, on the victims. As we said yesterday, these are 12 individuals who came to work in the city of Virginia Beach thinking that they would go home in the evening, and they didn't return and have left a tremendous void.
President Donald Trump tweeted Saturday that he is monitoring the situation and promised the federal government is there to help. The United States is reportedly sending dozens of Department of Homeland Security agents and investigators to Guatemala to help stem the flow of unauthorized migration from the Central American country to the United States. The Washington Post newspaper reports DHS personnel will advise Guatemalan police and migration authorities on how to halt human smuggling. The intent of the effort is to close heavily traveled routes to the U.S. and to discourage migrants from embarking on journeys to the U.S. through Mexico. U.S. President Donald Trump threatened stiff tariffs on Mexico Thursday if it does not help stop illegal migrants, most of whom come from Central America. He also threatened to cut off aid to Central American countries. This is VOA News.